DW.
There are plans to release contaminated radioactive water from the destroyed Fukushima power plant into the ocean. Why is this idea floating around? And what would all this radioactive water do to our oceans?
Well, this idea is floating around because authorities and the government is also asking itself where to go with this contaminated water. We're talking here about 1.2 million liters of radioactive contaminated water, which was used to cool and prevent the further meltdown of the former nuclear power plant of Fukushima. And it's stored in tanks, and these tanks will be full soon. And so now where to go? There is no final solution so far for radioactive waste. And there was the idea of evaporating these waters, but experts say, no, releasing it in the oceans is the more safer option. Environmentalists do not agree because they argue even very, very small amounts of radiation can cause harmful consequences for human beings and for also maritime life.
And in 2018, the plant's operator TEPCO apologized after admitting its filtration systems had not removed all dangerous material from the water. How are they making sure the same mistake won't happen again?
Well, they are not able to filter out everything. It's simply not possible. They filtered for about 62 radioactive substances out of these cooling waters, except of one, which is tritium. So it's a filter process. They say we have filtered out almost every harmful substances to a level below harmful levels. And authorities agreed and saying, okay, this is a secure level. There's a big discussion about it, if it's really not harmful at all, even though tritium is known as not very highly radioactive and has half-life of only 12.3 years roundabout, which is not too much compared to others, but that makes it not less harmful.
So that means the Fukushima accident happened almost 9 years ago. That substance is still around. And what happens if fish, if marine life comes in contact with that substance?
There's a danger that radioactive substances accumulate in seafood, in fish. We've seen it very shortly after the accident that there was very high levels of radioactive substances passing for a million times limits of harmful levels in the water and also in fish. Today we see that this amount of radioactivity is lower, but still, as it accumulates in fish, and there's the big discussion, even though amounts are not very high, it can threaten human health. Let's listen to what Horst Hamm from Nuclear Free Future Foundation told me.
These sea creatures, because we fish at great depths as well, will eventually end up in the fishing nets one day and come back to our plates. We have to be very clear about this.
And radioactive water doesn't just find its way into our oceans during and after nuclear accidents, but also is kind of a standard procedure. Take the nuclear fuel reprocessing plant at La Hague in northern France. Tim, what's going on there?
Yeah, well, we still use nuclear power for our energy, for my light, for my heating, for whatever. And this nuclear elements need to be processed, recycled or whatever. And there is this processing plant in northern France. The development there is they also need cooling waters. They need waters to process this radioactive elements, and these waters are discharged in the oceans.
So this liquid in barrels, that should be absolutely forbidden to put that at the sea, because the London Convention forbidden to have this kind of discharges at sea. But because that's not from a ship, but because that's from a pipe, from the shore, that's not illegal, but that's clearly a big pollution.
Well, that was Yannick Rousselet, he's from Greenpeace France, explaining that it's completely legal to discharge waters, radioactive waters in the ocean, if they are not in barrels. So it's very legally discharged in northern France, which leads to a huge contamination. He explains a bit more.
There is clearly an excess of leukemia. Clearly, there is no debate about it. There is an excess. After that, the problem is how to prove that there is a direct link between both.
Are there any plans to ban this practice?
No. Answer is no.
We've banned dumping barrels into the sea, but it's fine to just discharge radioactive waters into the sea.
Yeah, that's common practice today. It's common practice in northern France, but it's also common practice in a nuclear processing plant, Sellafield, in northern England. Radioactive waters from these processing plants are legally discharged in the ocean.
Now, you've already briefly mentioned the fact that our oceans were used as a dumping ground for radioactive waste in barrels. Do we know how many barrels are polluting our oceans and what the status is there?
Well, yes, we know how many barrels are in the ocean. Just to give you an example, only the U.S. dumped until 1991 about 90,000 barrels filled with radioactive liquids. Until the 60s, 70s, these liquids were up to highly radioactive. This practice was not just preceded by the U.S. Mainly the main dumpers of radioactive waste in barrels were the former Soviet Union and Great Britain. And there is over 200,000 tons of radioactive waste on the grounds of the ocean.
Are there any plans to try and recover radioactive waste?
Well, so far, no. There has been a report from the German government. Germany, by the way, was also involved in these dumpings, even though with very small amounts. And even the German government admits that they are leaking and will leak in the future. Yannick Rousselet from Greenpeace is saying the same. He was on a mission going with a submarine on the ground of the oceans checking, and radioactivity was higher. But even he is saying, well, there is no way to bring them up safely.
DW.